All right, back here on Hockey Night in Escanaba. Intermission time, our second intermission, and talking with Chris Sliva, another of the senior?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Man.
Yeah, flies by.
I guess so. And that makes me feel old because I remember when you were out there with these little guys out there.
I don't remember that.
No?
No.
Well, what do you think about your senior year now and all of a sudden you have to be a leader out there?
Oh, it's fun. All the guys have been really, really cooperative with us, and I don't know, I hope it's going to be a good year.
Well, and you got off the snide there with a win over Kingsford, a team that knocked us out of the playoffs last year. How'd that feel?
It felt real good to get some revenge on them, you know?
Yeah, and you actually put one in the net?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about that play.
I just got it up on the power play, up to the point, and Kolich fell over, and I snuck it past his blocker.
Kolich never falls over.
Oh, but he did.
Well, you are used to logging a lot of minutes. You did last year. Tell me, you know, how you're getting yourself ready for hockey here, because it's a long season.
Well, we've been on the ice for about a month now. It's only two games under our belt now, but I don't know. Seems like it's flying by already. Seems like yesterday we just started.
Now, is it different having the football guys and the hockey guys all together now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The football guys are a real big part of our team, and felt kind of lonely without them.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because there was one day I came here and they were practicing in the turf room and you guys were in here practicing.
Yeah, it was weird seeing them all walk by and looking at us. It seemed like they wanted to be out there.
Yeah, I thought so too, you know, especially like Ethan and Joey, you know.
Oh, yeah. They came after football every day and watched us practice for a little bit.
But they weren't allowed to practice and do two, right?
No, unfortunately couldn't.
Okay, so what do you think was different against Kingsford that wasn't against Marquette in the first game?
Well, I think we passed the puck around a lot better and managed to put a few behind the net. Goaltending, Trevor's been doing amazing, standing on his head every game. Yeah, the teamwork has been really a key part of our success this year.
So what do you want to see in your personal game get better?
Well, coach thinks I got to stop with the fancy work in the defensive zone, so I'll probably work on that.
Oh, what does he mean by that?
Holding the puck too long, you know, stick handling too much.
So just use the glass as your friend?
Yeah, I guess so.
And the boards?
Yeah, I guess that too.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, we'll keep an eye on that in tonight's game then. Hey, so what are your plans after high school? Man, it's starting to come up quick.
Yeah, I'm actually joining the National Guard this week. And then after that, come back, do a couple of years college, and hopefully find a job.
So what are you going to do in the National Guard? You going to specialize at all?
Yes, I'm going to be a heavy machinery operator.
Well, them guys make a lot of money.
Yes, they do.
Then maybe you could go run some of them machines and get that bridge open over by the paper mill.
Yeah, it seems like that's taken for a while, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, yeah. So and what's your end game then? What kind of a job do you want when it's all over after you've gone through college?
Yes, I really haven't figured that out yet. Figure I still got time.
I guess you got a little time. Yeah. You could always be a radio guy like me.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, you know, you do a lot better work at a forklift, man.
Yeah.
A little more money in the bank.
Yeah, a little more.
Okay. Well, I'll let you give a shout-out to Chris, anyone you think may be listening today.
I'd like to thank all my friends and family for coming to watch today. And, yeah, that's about it.
All right, good luck, man.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Sliva, everybody. And our Player Spotlight Hockey Night from here at the Wells Sports Complex. More coming up after these words on the Escobar Hockey Network.